up. I was on my own, and crying wasn't worth the effort. Tears or no tears, though, Madison Pendleton still found ways of making my life miserable. The day of the tornado, although I didn't know the tornado was coming yet, she was slouching against her locker after fifth period, rubbing her enormous pregnant belly and whispering with her best friend, Amber Boudreau. I'd figured out a long time ago that it was best to just ignore her when I could. But Madison was the type of person it was pretty impossible to ignore even under normal circumstances. Now that she was 8.5 months pregnant, it was really impossible. Today, Madison was wearing a tiny t-shirt that barely covered her midriff. It read, "Who's your mommy?" across her boobs in pink cursive glitter. I did my best not to stare as I slunk by her on my way to Spanish, but somehow I felt my eyes gliding upward, past her belly to her chest, and then to her face. Sometimes you just can't help it. She was already staring at me. Our gazes met for a tiny instant. I froze. Madison glared. "What are you looking at, trailer trash?" "Oh, I'm sorry. Was I staring? I was just wondering if you were the teen mom I saw on the cover of Star this week." It wasn't like I tried to go after Madison, but sometimes my sarcasm took on a life of its own. The words just came out. Madison gave me a blank look. She snorted. "I didn't know you could afford a copy of Star." She turned to Amber Boudreau and stopped rubbing her stomach just long enough to give it a tender pat. "Salvation Amy's jealous. She's had a crush on Dustin forever. She wishes this were her baby." I didn't have a crush on Dustin. I definitely didn't want a baby. And I absolutely did not want Dustin's baby. But that didn't stop my cheeks from going red. Amber popped her gum and smirked an evil smirk. "You know, I saw her talking to Dustin in third period," she said. "She was being all flirty." Amber puckered her lips and pushed her chest forward. "Oh, Dustin, I'll help you with your algebra." I knew I was blushing, but I wasn't sure if it was from embarrassment or anger. It was true that I'd let Dustin copy my math homework earlier that day. But cute as Dustin was, I wasn't stupid enough to think I'd ever have a shot with him. I was Salvation Amy, the flat-chested, trailer-trash girl whose clothes were always a little too big and a lot too thrift store, who hadn't had a real friend since third grade. I wasn't the type of girl Dustin would go for. With or without the existence of Madison Pendleton. He had been borrowing my algebra almost every day for the entire year. But Dustin would never look at me like that. Even at 40 pounds pregnant, Madison sparkled like the words on her oversized chest. There was glitter embedded in her eyeshadow, in her lip gloss, in her nail polish, hanging from her ears in shoulder-grazing hoops, dangling from her wrists in blingy bracelets. If the lights went out in the hallway, she could light it up like a human disco ball. Like human bling. Meanwhile, the only color I had to offer was in my hair, which I'd dyed pink just a few days ago. I was all sharp edges and angles, words that came out too fast and at the wrong times. And I slouched. If Dustin was into shiny things like Madison, he would never be interested in me. I don't know if I was exactly interested in Dustin either, but we did have one thing in common. We both wanted out of Flat Hill, Kansas. For a while, it had almost looked like Dustin was going to make it, too.